Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. We play post-rock music and we fool around and hang out. I'm joined with a very special guest today.
Howdy, I'm Clara.
You waved like people could hear that.
It's my first time on the radio. I'm a little nervous.
First time radio tip, people cannot hear waving.
I'm waving now.
Air waving. Radio waving. Radio waves. So you haven't heard really any post-rock before.
I have not heard much
other
post-rock.
Other than Sigur Rós.
I do like Sigur Rós. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm familiar with their work.
I have a habit of inviting my friends on the show, which is great. And I like doing it. And that's why you're here.
Thanks, man.
But I don't think ever had anyone on the radio that likes post-rock, really, when I I invite them to the show.
I have a feeling I'm open-minded when it comes to music. So I have a feeling that were I exposed to the genre, I would find something I like.
Okay. That's what we're going to do today.
Sweet.
And we're gonna play a random assortment, as always, of a smorgasbord.
if you will.
Of post-rock, and I think it'll be a good show. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm super excited.
Okay, good, because if you said you weren't excited, that would have hurt my feelings.
I would never hurt your feelings.
Good. I'm going to just start us off with a song by a Canadian band. They're called Priestess, and they've recently disbanded, but...
Oh, it's sad.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. It always hurts. Yeah. They released two records... Hello Master and Prior to the Fire. They're both really good. They're more of a rock stoner metal band than post-rock. Stoner metal is a genre, don't laugh. It's very serious. It's categorized by gritty bass.
Gritty bass.
You'll probably be able to hear that. But this song's a bit post-rocky, and I really like Priestess, so I want to share them with you and the two people out there listening, one of which is my mom. Oh yeah, you don't know. My mom always listens in.
Oh,
she's my number one fan.
Hi, Miss Life.
Hi, Mrs.
Life. I waved again. Just so you know.
So let's just start us off with that then.
All right.
So the song is called Communicating Via Eyes, and the band is Priestess.
Lying by the night and walking aimless through the cold, paralyzed with fear, the sound of howling drew near. I wasn't killed, but I was mauled, and came to my senses in a hospital. Now I've got the feeling something's wrong. I fell down, my face grew long. Thank you.
So, that we're back. Spice of Life, by the way. I always forget to reintroduce the show. I don't know if that matters.
I don't think it does.
Okay.
Your fellow listeners will know it's you.
I'm sure everyone knows that when it's Thursday from 2 to 3 that the Spice of Life is on.
Spice of Life.
Yeah. That song was not perhaps the greatest post-rock intro song because it wasn't super post-rocky. A side note about the show is it's a post-rock show, but I also do what I want. So I play whatever. So that was one of my whatevers, but it's kind of post-rocky, and Priestess is good. Many recommends for that. What else? Do you want to hear a joke?
I love jokes.
Okay. Good. Whenever I ask people and they say no, it's really...
It's gut-wrenching.
Well, it's just like you took the wind out of my sails.
Yeah.
So... A little bit of a sailing metaphor there. So Panda goes into a restaurant. I should credit this joke. My friend Luca told me this joke. Panda walks into a restaurant, and he sits down, and waiter comes over, like takes his order, brings him his food, and Panda eats the meal. He's clearly enjoying it, and just as he's finished, he gets up, shoots the waiter, and walks out. And the
Lord.
Yeah, and the manager runs out, and the manager says, "What are you doing? You can't just shoot the waiter and walk out without paying."
The important part.
For both. Like you're not allowed to do that, especially a panda. And the panda said, "I'm a panda. It's not my fault. Look it up." And so the manager goes onto Wikipedia and looks it up, and it says pandas eat shoots and leaves.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite jokes.
Yeah, very witty.
Yeah. No follow-up to that. It's kind of...
No.
Doesn't really tie into anything at all.
No, but it was just good.
Good.
It's comedic relief.
Next song?
Next song.
This is a band called Constance and... No, I lied. I always mix up the band and the song. Every time.
I do that too.
The band is Seven Nines and Tens.
Seven Nines and Tens. And the song is Constance.
Constance and Axioms. Constance and Axioms is the song. Uh-huh. Band is Seven Nines and Tens. You'd think by now I'd be able to do basic song reading, but I can't. This is my 21st time on the radio.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Happy 21st.
21st edition of The Spice of Life. Although before it was... Progression for a while, but now it's The Spice of Life because I like The Spice of Life.
I like The Spice of Life too.
It's meaningful to me because my last name is Life.
Life. Yeah.
And The Spice of Life is variety. And also, The Spice of Life is in Dune. It's like a commodity and it's a sci-fi book.
Oh. See, I'm not familiar Frank with Herbert. The genre.
Frank Herbert's my boy. I'm going to do one episode of this show maybe where I just only talk about Dune. It's going to be delightful.
I would love to guest on that one. I will not know a thing you're talking about.
I almost did it for this one, but then I was like, that would make her very uncomfortable.
It most likely would.
Yeah. Praise Shai Hulud. With that, moving on. Seven, Nines, and Tens, the song is Constance and Axioms.
Thank you.
Back we are. That was a little more post-rocky, a little more math-rocky. What was your take on that?
I quite like that, actually. But I've reached a conclusion.
Already?
An epiphany, if you will.
You're jumping to conclusions already?
About the post-rock genre. And that is, it's a little bit of a tease. Because the beginning starts out as kind of a nice indie, folksy vibe, which I like. I really like indie. And then it goes into, as you put it, the nitty-gritty bass, which I don't not like, but I don't have a huge affinity for the nitty-gritty bass. So that's why I'm finding it's a bit of a deceptive genre.
Well, I think
in that way.
I think it's deceptive because you haven't heard a lot of it.
That's true. I don't see what's coming.
I think maybe then shoegaze might be a little more to your liking.
Sorry, who?
Shoegaze.
Never heard of it.
It's a subgenre.
Oh, I see.
Named after Henry R. Shoegaze. He was the first shoegazer. It actually has nothing to do with Henry R. Shoegaze. He's just a guy, I know. along with Fredrickton Isaac. It's called shoegaze because they have a bunch of modulating pedals at their feet.
Okay.
And they just play around with like guitar noises and make it come out all crazy sounding.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at their feet,
right?
Gazing at their shoes.
Shoegaze. Interesting.
Completely unrelated to Henry R. Shoegaze. It's kind of more smoother. We're playing, I think maybe today we have more of the math rock scene. So it's going to be a little bit angrier than that, but shoegaze is pretty lovely.
Mm-hmm. That'll be my homework then.
Yeah. Yeah, it will be.
To delve into the shoegaze genre.
Shoegaze is a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time. What else? What else is new? So we were talking about in that last song break. You're a huge advocate of model trains. Do you want to tell us about that?
I'm a huge advocate for model trains.
You're a model train advocate. Don't be embarrassed.
Am I?
Yeah.
I love a model train.
What's your favorite part of model train building?
Of model train building would have to be the finished product.
Okay.
And admiring my hard labor.
Okay.
And construction. And then watching that, you know, locomotive go into motion.
Just locomote?
Just locomote away down the track. Yeah.
How did you get into model train building?
Well.
Please keep it together. There's no need to be embarrassed. This is a safe place.
It's hard for me speaking publicly about what I've tried to hide for years. But I would say my father probably inspired me to get into model train building.
Oh.
Yeah. He's always had an affinity for trains. It's also his favorite mode of transportation. And, you know, when we were young, my sister and I would sit in the living room and he would help us assemble them and we'd place them on the mantle. And
so would you say he was a conductor for your love of trains?
Most certainly.
Okay. Great.
Most certainly a conductor for my love of trains.
I think she just got that one. it's cool, like, hearing the moment where people realize
the joke was funny.
Well,
I love that moment.
Well, that people realize that I made a joke, not necessarily that it was funny. It's like because a lot of the time people don't laugh, they just sort of like recognize it, and that's enough.
Your comedic prowess is just too advanced.
That's what I've been saying for years.
Mm-hmm.
My mom thinks I'm funny.
So. As all mothers should.
As all mothers should.
Right, Mrs. Life?
All mothers should think that I'm funny, not that their kids are funny. So I would love to talk more with you about model trains, but I think we should play another song.
That's good. I can come up with some good model train stories.
Because I often have a way of forgetting that this is supposed to be a music show. I like to steal the spotlight.
Lost in conversation.
Bask in it. I'm like a cold-blooded lizard that must warm itself.
In, bask of the radio glow.
I just need to bask in attention. I crave it. It sustains me. Boy, I love attention. Next song, then. Am I going to get the band name wrong again? No, I got to get it right.
Take your time.
Okay. The band is Over the Air. The song is Cloud City.
Over the Air, Cloud City. Yeah. There's relatability there between artist and song title.
Yeah. The album name is the Copperfield EP, which is pretty unrelated to those two.
It's an epic name, though.
Yeah. Over the Air, Cloud City. Here we go. Was that a little more to your liking, Clara?
That was much more to my liking, actually. And I was just saying how it would make a great study tune.
Mm-hmm.
Focal music.
We're all the students at UBC are studying now for their exams. I've been studying nonstop, like putting in like 8-hour study days.
Yeah, same.
Every day since, like, I don't know. It feels like forever. It feels like forever.
It's one of those periods where time lapses and there's no definitive end or beginning to the day.
Yeah.
Just all.
I definitely feel that when I'm like, when I've been working all day and then I look up and it's dark.
Yes.
And I'm like, what did I do all day? Yeah. Where did the day go?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do this, but the boredom starts to set in, and I get kind of, I go a little crazy. Do you go study crazy?
Oh, I go crazy.
You get study crazy?
Yeah.
I'll catch myself like 3 minutes into making weird noises. Like, the first 2.5 minutes, I just have no recognition of what I'm doing.
Now, are you in public spaces? Like, are you in a library?
No.
Privacy of your own home.
Yeah. The question that I ask people that study in libraries is, why would you study somewhere where you have to wear pants?
That's a good question. However, I am one to wear pants. I enjoy wearing pants.
What's that like?
It's a good feeling.
Really?
Yeah. Especially if you get a nice root sweatpants. Or
those are barely pants though.
Like a Lululemon spandex material. Lots for a lot of stretch and flexibility.
I know what Lululemons feel like.
Do you?
No. Or not. And if I did, I wouldn't admit it on the radio.
Hey, I admitted to model train building.
Yeah, but that's one of your passions.
That's true.
Lululemons aren't one of my passions. Maybe like top 15.
Top 15?
But like, you know.
Yeah.
It's more of an enjoyment of them on others than it is on myself wearing them. That's where I get my...
You see, it's for me, libraries are appealing because I like observing other people in the depths of work and it motivates me.
But if I'm just
in solitude in my room, my mind just wanders everywhere and I can't focus. That's why I like libraries.
You like watching people suffer?
I do.
Okay.
I'm sadistic that way.
Okay. That's scary. Yeah.
I have that effect on people.
Yeah. Before we play the other song, I want to talk a little bit more about pants. So
pants.
Pants are a topic of interest to me. Because anyone out there that listens to this show occasionally will know that I'm not the biggest pants fan, or anyone that really knows me. I do what I can to avoid wearing pants.
Interesting. Why is that?
It's so freeing not wearing pants. And it's like when you put on pants, the moment you put on pants, it's like you acknowledging that you have to do a thing today.
Interesting. Associative stimulus is what we psychologists will call that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. but like before you put on pants, you don't have, like, no one can get you to do anything.
I can see how that is a freeing feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, actually, I don't normally have classes on Thursday, and during exam period there aren't classes, so I only ever put pants on Thursdays to come to do the radio. That's the sole pants
now,
wearing reason.
Now, I'm afraid to ask, but I feel maybe listeners are sharing my curiosity. When you're at home pantless, are you also boxerless or briefless?
I'd like to answer that briefly by saying, punny. No, I couldn't do that to my furniture.
Okay, thank you.
And also, like,
because I was concerned.
Yeah, no, I mean, like there's certainly a line between like full on like nudism and like enjoying the freeness that non pants wearing comes.
Yeah. Okay.
I've often thought about joining a nudist colony for like a month, though. I think
what's been stopping you?
Real life. I can't just see you later, guys.
Just take off.
Drop out of school
for
a month.
Join the nudist colony.
Yeah. It would be a better story than joining the circus, though.
Yeah. There was one by my cousin's house way out in the boonies. I'm from Ontario, so in northern Ontario. And
it's a cold place to be nudist.
It's a very cold place. Like, not the best of places. But yeah, we used to just, when we were little, sneak up to the fence and try and see what we could see. And I don't know why we did that.
Curiosity, probably.
Curiosity.
This is an old joke that you've probably heard, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
Okay.
How do you spot a blind guy at a nudist colony?
Oh, a blind guy in the nudist colony. You know what? I have no idea.
It's not hard.
Oh, very good. That was funny.
Not sure if I can get away with that on the radio. We'll see.
Well, we are about to find out. I liked it.
Thank you. The secret radio police will be with us soon.
So if y'all don't hear us?
Yeah.
In a couple of minutes, that's where we've gone.
Yeah.
I wonder what radio jail's like.
Send help. Probably full of really annoying people like me.
Yeah.
next song. We've been talking for a long time. I like talking.
That's good.
Have you gotten that vibe that I like talking?
I've always gotten that vibe, but cool. I like talking too, so.
Cool. Just a couple of talking heads.
Match made in radio heaven.
Yeah. Which is kind of what comes after radio jail.
Radio jail or radio death.
Radio solitary confinement. Man, I would talk to myself. Anyway, next song. This song is by a band called Comrades, and the song is Endless.
Thank you.
Spice of Life. This is 101.9 CITR FM. And if you didn't know that, it would be a little surprising because I'm sure it says, like, directly on the thing that you're listening to it from that it's 101.9 FM, which is a good frequency. I like it. It's my favorite frequency.
I like it too.
Because they let me on here. I kind of have the opinion that if they knew the stuff that I did and, like, and it was just like not that I
ignorance is bliss.
Not that I do bad stuff, but I think that if they were aware of how weird it was going to get sometimes, mm-hmm. they wouldn't have known.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're going to play a game that I like to call what's the most embarrassing thing you'll admit to having happened to you on the radio?
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy, do I ever have a good one.
Okay. Do you want to start or should I start?
How about you start?
Okay. One of the most embarrassing things that ever happened to me, and it kind of describes my entire high school career. I know. Yeah. Any story that starts in high school is pretty embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
As you graduate at my school, I went to high school in Victoria. Shouts out to Glen Lyon Norfolk for, like, making me bitter. just kidding. It wasn't that bad. They have this thing where when you're graduating, you get, like, the school makes, like, a frame of all your GNS memories and they get, like, all the pictures and stuff on it.
Yeah.
So you get this, like, nice little, like, picture memory kind of thing. And you get to, like, pick a student from a younger grade to give it to you, and it's kind of like a passing on from...
I like that idea.
Yeah, it's a neat idea.
That's nice.
And I realized that this was the perfect opportunity to let me out of the cage and to do some weird stuff. So I thought of this kind of like the night before, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna when I get the frame, I'm gonna run up to the microphone, and I'm gonna say, "Help! I've been framed." And then I'm gonna run off, and it's gonna be hilarious. And I still think it's hilarious. So I get ready to do it. I mean, my heart is just exploding.
Racing.
Because like the whole school is there, like my family's there, everyone's there. We're packed in this huge gym, just faculty, students, everyone. And, I get up there and I get the thing and I get my little frame and I go up to the microphone and I say, "Help, I've been framed." But I didn't at that time know how microphones work. So I went right up to it. Instead of like an appropriate distance away. And I just shouted it because I was so nervous. And so it just came out as like, which just like static, and it was super loud, and it was, and it just like blasted through, and it was incoherent. No one heard a word of it. And then I just ran away and puked out of embarrassment.
You puked out of embarrassment?
I'm embellishing. There was no embarrassment.
I was gonna say, sometimes it's, I don't know with you what embellishments. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, there was no embarrassment, but I came back in afterwards, and because at the time too, like I didn't realize it was so loud, and then I came back in, and everyone was like, "We couldn't hear you." And I was like,
"Oh no!"
Like, had like a brief kind of cursing moment of things that I can't say on the radio.
Oh no!
It was colorful language. But yeah,
no,
that was
I know that feeling.
That was kind of like my high school career in a nutshell.
Oh. Benjamin.
Mm.
I feel for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Mama Life was proud, yeah. Nonetheless.
Yeah. I had a couple people come up to me afterwards and ask me what I said, and then when I explained it to them...
But they laughed?
I got a big chuckle. So it wasn't...
I'm surprised I didn't give you a redo. You should have just asked for one more try.
Well, because you can't. I would like to tell the same joke a second time, please.
But see, nobody heard it the first time.
I know, but the moment's gone.
I guess so.
Let's hear your embarrassing tale.
Okay, so this actually happened on Monday.
Okay.
And for those of you who know me, so Callum, Andrea, if you're listening, howdy. I am a rather charitable person. I like to think of myself as a charitable person. I like to give up the odd dollar or two for a good cause. However, I find it very difficult to say no to charity. And it's something I'm working on, but I'm not very good at it. And so I was strolling down West Broadway on Monday, just minding my own business. And these two people from Because I Am a Girl come up. I'm sure you've seen their ads on TV.
Sure.
A lot of reps around the UBC campus trying to get money. And somehow, I don't know how it happened, but it escalated from giving them my email address to purely get information on the charity, to giving them my credit card number for one-time donation, to funding the transportation of an entire herd of goats from the United States to a family in need in Uganda.
What?
I don't know how it happened. Like, it just, things escalated. They were whipping out pictures and videos of this family that were so happy with their goats. Before I knew it, I was saying yes. I was signing papers. Like, the whole thing was a complete and utter blur until I walked away and I realized, oh my God, I just agreed to $150 a month worth of donations to transport this entire herd of goats from, like, Arkansas.
Wow.
To Uganda. So then I had to call right away afterwards. And I was like, hello. So sorry. Merry Christmas, but y'all aren't getting any goats on my Visa card. So that was my embarrassing story. And then my parents were livid, naturally, because it was really them who were funding this goat expedition, if you will. And so, yeah.
That story really gets my goat.
Oh, killing it.
I've been waiting to say that for a long time.
There you go. I gave it to you.
That was a lovely story. Thank you. I gotta play another song. I got more songs to get through. I forgot to mention the song before that we had this conversation was by a band called Sleeping People, and the song was Yellow Guy, Pink Eye, which I don't get the significance, but, we're gonna play another song. It's by a band called Ruido/MM, and, the song is Fillet.
Excellent.
We'll be right back.
Okay. We're running out of time, unfortunately. Lo, I could sit here forever.
Likewise.
For though, hearken, I could be with you always till till yonder.
Beneth. You maketh my heart.
Beateth?
Beateth? In rapid succession.
Okay, okay. That's enough of
Shakespearean
Middle Ages playtime. We heard two songs there. The first was Fillette by Ruido/MM. I don't have no idea how to pronounce that. I think that's pretty close. There's a slash and there's two M's and it's like and then we heard Invitation by This Will Destroy You.
I liked that one.
I really like that song. I like that song a lot. Mm-hmm. We have one more song today. And then after us, we will have Marco for Astro Talk, likely. But it's been a real pleasure having you on.
Thanks, man. It's been always a pleasure being on. I enjoyed this experience and my post-rock education.
Nice, nice. And even though you hate Christmas more than anything.
Oh.
You hate Christmas as much as you love trains.
Just a Grinch. No, I'm actually kidding. Christmas is my jam. I am Captain Christmas in my household.
Okay. But the trains are real, though.
But the trains are totally real.
Okay, okay, cool. No one's making that up.
I decorate those, too.
Okay. I have some Advent puns. I have a friend named Jamie Poncia who every year leading up until Christmas, he does this thing called Advent puns. And he posts a Christmas pun every day, and he's been working really hard on them, and they're all really good. So today's was, it turns out that snow machines are a really big commodity item around this time of year. Just goes to show there's no business like snow business.
Very clever.
And I like this one too. Yesterday's was, my mother stopped me on the way out of my house. She handed me a jacket and said, cover up, it's going to rain, dear.
Oh.
And this one's just great. 2 days ago, what do naughty Brazilian soccer referees get for Christmas? Cold!
Oh! Punny. Very clever.
Here's another one. What do cannibals drink at Christmas?
What do cannibals drink at Christmas?
Legnog.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. That's a weird one. We're
black
we're
humor.
Grasping at straws here. There's Christmas isn't really that funny. So anyway, this has been a real pleasure, as always. Spice of Life. Thank you for joining us, Clara.
My pleasure. Thank you for listening.
We're here every 2 to 3 on Thursdays, Thoysdays, if you will, if you're from Jersey. Thoysdays.
Or Boston.
Is it Boyston?
Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. We also have a Facebook page that you should like. I'm going to plug that because it means a lot to me when people like it. It's Spice of Life, CITR 101.9 FM. And in the meantime...
I'll like that for you.
Thank you. That would mean a lot to me. We're going to have Anoice play us out, A-N-O-I-C-E, with a song called Ripple. This is neoclassical, not really post-rocky, but it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And this is me saying... Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful week.
Beautiful life.
Have a beautiful
wonderful
life.
Wonderful life.
Wonderful life.
Christmas.
Great. That's it. See you next week.
Bye.